Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samachtes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Oymi Yecholim Mamzeirim Litaher. Rabbi Tarfon says, I'm able to purify Mamzeirim, meaning that their children are not Mamzeirim. Kate said, how is this done? Mamzer Shinosa Shifra Havlad Eved, Shichroi Nimsa Haben Ben Choyrin. If a Mamzer married a non-Jewish slave woman, the child is a slave. If he then frees the slave, it becomes a free man, but not a Mamzer. Rabbi Lezer Oymi Harezer Eved Umamzer. Rabbi Lezer says, no, this child will be a Mamzer slave. The Gemara says, "Kini masnisa mamzer mutalai lisa shifra." This Mishnah follows the opinion that a mamzer is allowed to marry a non-Jewish slave woman. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel hilchzik Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said the halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon in this Mishnah. Rabbi Simlai hori b'Antuchia. Rabbi Simlai also instructed this way in Antuchia. Rabbi Simai hori kfar sefuya halacha Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Simai instructed in kfar turia the halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon. Tani. Mishem Rabbi Meir, there was a brisa in the name of Rabbi Meir, Yesh Ish V'Isha Shemolidim Chamisha Umois. A man or woman could, so to speak, give birth to five nations. Ketzad, how could that be? Goish Yeshle Eved V'Shifcha V'Yelidu Bonim Harei Goyim. If a non-Jewish man owns a slave and a slave woman, and they had two children, those children are Gentiles. Niskaya echad mehen, echad gev, echad goy, niskaya rabbi, vigiroi, leshne avodim, vailidu, bonim, hare elu avodim. If one of them converted, there's now one convert and one Gentile. If the master then converted and also converted his slave and his slave woman, and they then had children, those children are slaves. Amra bizeira, hadar amra, goy shebaal shifra, vailid ben, Havlad Eved. Rav Zeir says this means that if a non-Jew had relations with a slave woman and she gave birth to a boy, the boy is a slave. Shichra Shifra Vailida Ben Havlad Mamza. If he freed the slave woman and then she had another child together with him, then it is a Mamza. V'achakach Shichra Ha'Eved Vailid Ben Ha'Reze Ben Eved Meshuchra. But if now he later freed the slave and it had a boy, that boy is a child of a freed slave. Yesh meichel aviv laseis leimoi ksubasa. There could be a case of a person who sells his father in order to give his mother her ksuba money. Ketzad, and how is this? Mishu yesh le'eved v'shifcha v'hoilid ben shichres ha'shifcha v'nasa v'kosav konachosav lebana zeu shu meichel aviv laseis leimoi ksubasa. If a master had a slave and a slave woman who had a child, if the master freed the slave woman and then married her and wrote over all of his property to her son, which is a slave, then when the master dies, it will thereby free the slave and gives him his own father as a slave. His mother is now a widow, and he can use his father as payment for her ksuba. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Ein Mamzerim Tahirim La'asid Lav. Rabbi Meir says that Mamzerim will not be purified in the future, and rather they'll be kept separated. Shneimar, because the Pasuk says in Zechariah, in Perek Tes, in Pasuk Vov, Ve'yeshev Mamzer Ba'ashdod, and Mamzer will dwell in Ashdod. Melichim tina etzatina, vesoyes etzatoyes. We take dirt to dirty places and disgusting people to disgusting places. Rabbi Yosi oimem mamzerim tahirim la'asid lavoi shneimar v'zavakti aleichem mayim tahirim v'goyimah. Rabbi Yosi says mamzerim will be purified to be able to rejoin the congregation in the future because the pasuk says in Yecheskel in Perek Lamedvav in pasuk Chafei, then I will sprinkle on you pure water, etc. Amalei Reb Meir said to Reb Yosi, "V'haloi einoi oimer ela mikol to moisechem and mikol giluleichem atah eschem." All the pasuk says is from all of your impurities and from all of your idols. Amalei Reb Yosi replied to him, "Ilu neema v'chol to moisechem and mikol giluleichem b'shasak ha'isi oimer kedvarecha." If it would have said only from all of your impurities, then or all of your idols, then I would have agreed to you. But but the fact that it says, "I will purify you," is referring to purification from mamzerim. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yosef amar ein halacha Rabbi Yosi la'asid lavei. Rav Huna, quoting Rabbi Yosef, said that halacha does not follow Rabbi Yosi in the future, meaning they will not be purified and they will be kept separate in the future. Hadna alach perek ha'imah. We now start the final perek with the Mishnah. Asor Yuchsin Olam Mibavel. There were 10 different lineages that came up with Ezra from Bavel. Kani Levi v'Yisraeli, Chalali, Geiri, Becharuri, Mamzeri, Unasini, Shtuki, Asufi. Koyen, Levi, Yisrael, Chalal, a convert, freed slave, Mamza, Nosin, and Shtuki, who is one who knows his mother but not who his father is, and Asufi is an abandoned baby who does not know either of his parents. Kahani, Leviv, Yisraeli, Mutarim, Lovay, Zebazeh. Kahanim, Leviv, and Yisraelim may marry each other. Levi, Yisraeli, Geiri, Vecharui, Vechalali, Mutarim, Lovay, Zebazeh. Leviim, Yisraelim, converts, freed slaves, and Halalim may marry each other. Geiri v'charui, mamzeri, nesini, shtuki, v'asufi, mutarim lavoi zeh b'zeh. Converts, freed slaves, mamzerim, nesinim, shtukim, and asufim may marry each other. Now the Gemara says, Kahani Levi Yisrael, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Kahanim Levi and Yisraelim may marry each other. They are some of the 10 who came up from Bavel. Al Shem, because we learn in the Pasuk in Ezra, in Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion, Vayalu Mibnei Yisrael Aminakli Hanim, Valeviim, Vamashirorim, Vashurorim, Vanasidim, Eliushalayim, Bishnath Sheva, La Tachshast Hamelech. Some of the children of Yisrael, and the Kehanim, and the Leviim, and the singers, and the gatekeepers, and the Nasidim, ascended to Yerushalayim in the 7th year of the king, Al Tachshast. Chalali. How do we know that Chalalim came up from Bavel? Al Shem, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, in Perek Beis in Psukim Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, and Bnei Akrihanu, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Hakoitz, Eile Bakashtoi Kasvam, Hamish Yachsim, Bnei Nimsu, Viagulu, Mina Kohuna. And from the children of the Kehanim, the children of Chavaya, the children of Hakoitz, these wanted their genealogical records, and they didn't find them, and they were disqualified from the Kohuna. And we now quote the next Pasuk in Ezra, Perek Beis, and Pasuk Samach Gimel. Vayama Hatirshasa, Lahem Balama Nikwa Shmai Hatirshasa, Shetirulai Lishtois Beyain, Hatirshasa, Vanya Yisi, Mashke Lamelech. And Hatirshasa, which is also known as Nehemiah, said to them, Why was he called Hatirshasa? The Gemara asked, because Hetirulai Lishtois. They permitted him to drink wine, because in Nehemiah, in Perek Aleph, in Pasuk Yod Aleph, it says, I was the king's cupbearer, and he would have to taste the wine for the king to ensure that he had not been poisoned. And Chazal permitted Nehemiah to drink the wine there, even though it was wine that was from Goyim. Asher lo yechlu mikadshei hakadoshim, habikadshei hagvul yoyechlu. And the Pasuk also says over there, and they shall not eat from the holiest items, but they could eat from kadshei hagvul, which is truma. And here we're talking about chalalim. And Rabbi Yossi Gedoli Yachazoka, Mekerim Jeruchzaku Sham, Lyos Oichlim, Afkan Oichlim. Rabbi Yossi says, look how great the concept of Chazoka is, that we have a pre existing status. Since they had eaten truma in Bavel, now when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they also permitted to eat truma. And the Gemara asks, Nicha Taman. Now we understand in Bavel that they could eat truma, Dichziv, because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Lamad Aleph, in Pasuk Chof, Hetzivilach Tziyunim, Hacha Maeslach. We understand that in Bavel they could eat, even though they didn't have a valid lineage, they could still eat truma, because the Pasuk says, make road markers for yourself, which means separate truma in exile, in order not to forget the mitzvah of truma, but really it's only a mitzvah drabbanon. But how could they then rely on this chazaka to eat in Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara answers, Kamanda Amma Me'elehem Kiblu Esamasois. This follows the ruling that the chiyuv of truma during the second temple times was not from the Torah, but rather they accepted the obligation on themselves. And if it was the drabbanon, therefore we understand that the kohanim with the questionable lineage could continue to eat truma in Eretz Yisrael. Now the end of that pasuk in Ezra says, Ad Amad Kohen Lo'urim V'Tumim, until there will be a rise of kohen to ask of the Urim V'Tumim. Now, did the Urim V'Tumim actually exist in the second Beis HaMikdash? Rather, it's an expression over here which is comparable to a person who might say, they shall not eat from the holiest items until the dead will return to life, until the descendant of David, meaning Mashiach, will come. Elaine Benois Barzilai Leshem Shemaim Lizgairu, or Shalom Leshem Shemaim Lizgairu. Did Barzilai's daughters convert for the sake of heaven or not? Which are in the Psukim in over there mentioned in Ezra in Perek Beis in Psukim Samach Aleph and Samach Beis. In Tamer Leshem Shemaim Lizgairu, Yodchel Kodjeka Kadoshim. In Tamer Shalom Leshem Shemaim Lizgairu, Afila Bekodjeya Gvul, Lo Yoichlu. If they did convert Leshem Shemaim, they should have been able to eat even from the holiest sacrifices. And if not, they should not have been even able to eat Truma at all. And the Gemara responds, "Afilu tamei l'shem shemaim nisgayu v'giyeres loyke zoyna hi etzel kohuna." Even if they had converted for the sake of heaven, would they be able to marry into the kohuna? A convert has a status of a zoyna with regards to marrying a kohen; she can't marry a kohen. Patala loyhayu benois ela benois benois. And the answer to that question is no; they were not daughters over here; they were actually daughters' daughters, where it should be no problem at all to marry a kohen. The Gemara asks, "V'ibmi benois benois ki solheim." If they were daughters' daughters, they're considered to be regular Yisraelim. Ukrib Shimon, Like Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon Amar Giyoris Shineskayu Pechus Mebashol Shonim V'Yem Echad Kisheru LeKohuna. If a girl converted on the age of 3, she's kosher to marry a kohen. So why here were they disqualified? And the Gemara answers, Lehaya Badas Letvoil. Because they didn't have intention when they were toivel and they immersed, or their mother converted them without their acceptance, but when they matured and they immersed again for kedusha reasons to remove their nidda status, it was as if they were immersing for conversion purposes, and therefore they were disqualified from marrying kohanim because it was as if they converted over the age of 3 and were classified as zonos. Hamiskay l'shem avo, v'chein ish mipnei isha, v'chein isha mipnei ish, v'chein geri shulcha melochim, v'chein geri arayas, v'chein geri mordecha v'ester, ein mekabim oisam. If a person converted because of the good they're expecting to receive as a result, or a man converts in order to marry a certain woman, or a woman converts in order to marry a certain man, or people who convert in order to be appointed into powerful positions, or people who converted from fear of lions, or people who converted at the time of Mordechai and Esther because they were afraid of the Jews, in all of these cases, we do not accept their conversion. Rav Amar Halacha Geirim Heim Ve'in Doichin Oisam Kedech Shudoichin Es HaGeirim Tchila Ava Mekabin Oisam V'tzvichim Kiruv Ponim Shema Gairu L'Shem. The Halacha is that they are considered converts. We don't dissuade them from converting as we do for regular converts, and we have to also show favor to them because of the possibility that they are really converts.